Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard's here. Jim's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. We're going back more than 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim is the author of What's the Rush, one of my favorite books after all these years. He's also the co-author of the series called Well Done. And a bunch of other books, Mind Like Water, Big Wave and Old Wave and Little Swell. I think what's the name of that, the title of that book, Jim? I always forget.
Little Wave and Old Swell.
Little Wave, Old Swell. Yeah, Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
I think somebody has relieved me of that book. You know, people come in and out of my office all the time. Friends and folks come in and they go through my library, and I think somebody must have liked that book, because it's not, I can't find it. So congratulations.
I'll send you another one.
I think that's a compliment, Jim.
Yeah.
I can always tell which are the best books in my library because they seem to come up missing sometime. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Welcome back.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that's been interesting to me in my long career is how people perform, people behave, people act in certain ways, oftentimes not so much based on their own intentions, but on how they're treated.
That's exactly right. I found that too.
I love what is sort of the execution or the leadership element of what Henry Ford once said: if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Well, you know, I think you're using that to say that something like, if you believe that a person can do it or that he or she can't do it, mm-hmm. then you turn out to be right in the way you treat them.
How many times have you had this happen to you? It's happened to me. When one of my mentors, one of my leaders, someone whose knee I learned at, would say to me, Jim, I know you're having a trouble with this, but I believe you can do this. And that was really kind of all I needed. And I turned out they were right.
Well, there's something that happens that sort of that belief in you is transferred from the leader, from the influencer to you. And mm-hmm. I'm very interested in how that works.
Well, how would we go about finding that out? How do we study this?
I think one of the ways that I'd like to start is to run a little radio workshop with you and your guests this morning.
All right.
And by that I mean, let's have everybody imagine that we're all in a room. We're in a seminar, and it's a big room with a lot of round tables, and each of us is sitting at our table with maybe four or five other people. And the seminar leader says, "Now, thank you all for being here. I'd like you first of all to have a kind of a reminiscence, just in your private office, in your mind, before you share anything with your partners, and that is about a person in your past. And this is a person that had an influence on you that was lasting and was deep and was positive, and." More than that, I want you to think, as you think, who was this person, and you're identifying who that was, I want you to think that this is how it worked, that the influence that this person had on you was such that made you get in touch with the best that was in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know exactly how that happened, but it did happen. That person saw something in you. And being around that person made you see the same thing. And you didn't even know that was in you, mm-hmm. that potential. but that person has had such an influence on you that maybe they went in time, they influenced the work that you're in, how you lived your life, and it may have been, now I want you to think about what they did or what they said, because you can get very specific, and these are the things I want you to share with your table partners. What was it that the person actually did? If you can name that, or if you can't, what was it like to be around that person? What happened for you? Because something happened for you that might be hard to name, but it's very important that you get it. And
these are people who invested their interest and their expectations in you.
That's right. That's right. They're somehow, when they looked at you, they saw something that other people didn't see, and maybe you didn't see, right?
But I think the word invest is appropriate, Jim, because that presumes that they took some time and some interest away from their own lives, their own work, long enough to care about you.
That's right. That's right. That's wonderful, Jim. That's what you said right there. Because
people who've done that for me. That's the way I thought about what they did.
There was energy coming from that person.
Yep.
They weren't just
yep.
sort of sitting there.
Right.
And it could have been your own parent. It could have been a grandparent. It could have been a neighbor, a friend, a teacher, a coach, or a boss. But somehow, that person that influenced you that way had that effect on you. That is described in a quote that I want to bring in here from Goethe.
Go ahead.
And it goes this way. A lot of people will recognize this. If you treat an individual as he is, he will remain how he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. And that is... Now, you know, in the workshop, in the seminar, I would have people the leader would say, now, at your table, go ahead and go around for the next half hour and take about 5 minutes each and take turns sharing
and
who was that person who had that effect that you've chosen to focus on, and what did they do, and how was it to be with them?
And how could you convert... How could you become like them? That's one of the things I'd like to encourage people to think about. Think about how, the impact that someone else like Jim was talking about had on your life. And then ask yourself, am I giving that back? Have I provided that person with a good return on their investment? And am I giving that back to other people? We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Jim Ballard right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.